Hello and welcome to a new episode of Bull Talks, Dialogues and Insight from Southeast Asia, curated by the Hanis Bo Stiftung. I'm Francie, your host, and in this video series, we will bring together voices and perspectives from across the Southeast Asian region, those who are working toward a more sustainable, just, and inclusive future. We explore ideas that connect people and the Southeast Asia region, from climate resilience to green innovation, from ecological wisdom to sustainability, from gender equity to democracy and human rights. Its conversation is an invitation to reflect on where we are, what is changing, and how we can move forward together. In this new episode, I'm talking to Dr. Julius Purwadi Hermawan, or Mas Pur, from the Faculty of Social and Political Sciences, Parahyangan Catholic University, Bandung, Indonesia, about his recent paper that he wrote together with Ms. Naswa and Shana Averina Teja, entitled Creative Vision or Concrete Action, Reflection on Social Justice in Southeast Asia. Hello, Dr. Purwadi. How are you?
Sawadee kap. I'm good. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah. We are here to talk about your recent paper, and it covers a lot of aspects and nicely cover many countries in Southeast Asia as well, the recent situation. The idea of this discussion is not to give out too much, but also to tell our audiences that this paper, you can learn a lot and a lot of concrete recommendation also for us in Southeast Asia. Can you introduce yourself, your position, your background, and what first motivated you to work on social justice and international development cooperation? We know that you are someone who've been very active in G20, T20. So maybe could you tell us in the past, like why you decided to study about this topic?
Thank you very much for this invitation. It will be very great for me. I feel honored to talk to Bold Talk. I'm Julius, but you may call me Pur or Mas Pur, as my students used to call Mas Pur. Mas means brother, Pur is second name or the middle name. So literally means brother Pur. I am lecturer at study program of international relations at Parahyangan Catholic University. And at the moment, I am also head of the Parahyangan Center for International Studies. Parahyangan Center for International Studies is academic and research think tank in our university. In Indonesia, our lecturers have three main responsibilities. We call it three dharma: teaching, undertaking research, and social community services. So working on social justice is actually part of my responsibility as a lecturer, conducting community services.
In this paper that you co-wrote with Natswa and Shana Averina Teja, you managed to put social justice, which is a global issue. All countries facing problem with social justice here. How to give the best service to the citizen. You mentioned about social welfare, access to economy. Could you please share some insight to the paper that we are discussing today? Your understanding, what are the major takeaway? But don't give out too much, because I also really want our audience to download and read by themselves and interpret by themselves. Then please, maybe share two or three major takeaway from your research that you have written.
Okay, first, allow me to give the background or the context why this paper is really important. First, we have to recognize that Southeast Asia is one of the fastest growing regions in the world. So in 2024, the ASEAN bloc GDP was an estimated $3.95 trillion. And then the projections suggest it can grow further and further in the following years, 4% to 5%, which is quite amazing. So having this high GDP, ASEAN is the fourth largest economic bloc globally, following the US, China, and Germany. And we can say that this achievement is one of the success story of collaboration among ASEAN members to build regional economic integration. Then why we need this paper? There are concerns on the equal income distribution, social welfare, and access to essential services. And we also found the gap between the rich and the poor people in many ASEAN countries remains wide, while the economic development gap between old members and new members, such as Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, need greater attention. Poverty and illiteracy rates, we found it remain high. Similarly, inequitable access to resources still very, very high. And many people, particularly women and disadvantaged groups in South Asia, must struggle to secure access to basic needs, such as affordable, nutritious food, quality education, decent health services, and proper housing. And our paper highlights an urgent call for ASEAN leaders to forge stronger collaboration for establishing social justice that integrate environmental justice as an indispensable part of sustainable development initiative. Mas Franci, we use documentary studies to examine to what extent ASEAN members are strongly committed to social justice in their countries and the extent to which ASEAN has seriously collaborated to promote social justice in the region. So we have six interrelated key findings, but I will say two or three. First, our team read the constitution of every single member of ASEAN, and we found that the terminology social justice is written in the constitution. So it reflects the dream of the founding fathers to establish social justice. Second, our team also read through all ASEAN declarations, and we found that ASEAN is proven, evidently, to be very creative and productive in formulating its vision, regarding, at least in normative things, social justice in the region. But unfortunately, our team also found the data on the real condition of social justice in ASEAN member states. The issues of social justice and environmental justice remain far short behind the target. Well, we say on paper, ASEAN has formally adopted normative documents on social justice. Yet, there are still many work to do to address the real condition of social justice. If you read the paper, then you will find lot of data suggesting still many homework that ASEAN leaders need to do.
Thank you. One follow-up question. You said that in all ASEAN member countries, social justice is found in every country's constitution. Is that right?
Of course, yes. But written in different languages, definitely. Like Indonesia, we use keadilan sosial. Adil, keadilan sosial kadil, gitu, which we define as social justice. Yeah, adil mean equal distribution, something like that. Gitu. In Cambodia, in other countries, I think use different words, but more or less, they define in terms of legal, economic, socio-cultural distribution, something like that.
Yeah, very interesting, because this is related with my next question, right? Social justice itself is a highly debated terminology, right? What is justice? What is it that you would want our audience to understand about social justice in the Southeast Asian context? And also particularly close to the ASEAN vision for the region?
Yes, this is a very important question that really touches the issue that we address. Yes, a highly debated terminology indeed. And first, it is because the real condition of social justice does not meet the high expectation that our written international constitution and dozens of ASEAN declarations. That our understanding, debatable in terms of the fact, does not reflect the ideal. And clearly now, the people in the region must face real challenging situation. And this paper is aimed to ring an alarming bell, to remind the leaders and the people, if we do not initiate something concrete today, the situation will be getting worse and worse. And at the end of the day, our team feels it may not be reversible. Will be too late to restore social justice. Mas Franci, we understand that there are so many ways in defining the terminology of social justice in the region, but all actually refer to the same understanding, how the state can guarantee all people with equal economic, social, and cultural, as well as legal access without any discrimination. And if we look at the real condition regarding whether all people already get access equally in terms of the economic, social, cultural, and legal program or policies, unfortunately, this is not the case in this region. Please look at the data, and we find proof that what became the dream presented by the founding members, unfortunately, is not achieved yet.
So there is a big gap. There's a big gap between what is written, what is committed on those documents with the reality at the society level, yeah?
Yeah. I may say also add some issues. In this perspective, our paper also highlights the importance for integrating environmental justice as indispensable part of sustainable development initiative. It was something that the founding father of the nation might not be thinking too important, because the situation at the time was different totally from the situation of today. So we argue that initiative for promoting social justice shall be embedded with concrete actions to promote environmental justice. So we are saying that having equal access to clean water, healthy air, and environment, for instance, are similarly as important as having equal access to education, health services, affordable nutritious foods, and comfortable housing.
The context, the historical context, is different from the past and at the recent moments. Yeah. So your team, also on your paper, you believe that social justice must intertwine, like combine with environmental justice, right? When we are facing the challenges of climate change, all this environmental degradation, pollution, all the environmental problem, yeah, then you believe that in order to get social justice, also you need to pay attention to environmental justice. And you think ASEAN is going towards that way, yeah?
Indeed. It was something that might be our founding fathers of the nation didn't recognize, because it's not at the time climate change was not quite a big issue, but today look, pollution is everywhere. Definitely clean air is very important for the people. Similarly, clean water the same, as important as food, definitely.
And also disaster, either natural or man-made disaster, yeah, is everywhere in our region.
And we also highlight in our paper, it's like 5 times a day ASEAN member states are facing the disaster, small or big, from the flooding, the wind, and then the volcanic eruptions, and so many things.
Our region is very unique, you know. We have an experience internal struggles within the region, and also we experienced colonialism in the past. In your view, how have these historical experiences shaped today's uneven progress on social justice across Southeast Asia? Is there a link between our colonial history in the region with the situation of social justice at the moment?
Yes, thank you for the question. And that's also a question from many people who always blame the colonial heritage is one of the factors which become a serious challenge for the development in this region. First, I have to say, yes, maybe in some part, in some respect, there is kind of influence of the historical past living under a pressure of colonialism. Yes, most nations in the regions have historical experience in living under colonialism, and our grandfather had to face very hard situation living under unequal treatment by foreigners who control their land. And there was no such thing as meaningful social justice, as the nation resources were exploited by the foreigners to enrich their countries. And then only through struggle for independence, eventually our founding fathers of the nation declared national independence. Interestingly, social justice became common terminology to motivate the people and to build the nation, and then promote collaboration in national development. Your question is how this historical experience shaped uneven progress on social justice in this region today. And many people in this region talk about colonial mentality that continue to exist in the mindset of the people in the region. Colonial mentality is the internalized belief that the culture, values, and norms of a colonizing power are superior to our own ethnic or cultural identity. So this leads to feeling of ethnic or cultural inferiority. And also the mindset was very much affected by kind of colonial mentality. I myself, honestly, Mas Francis, not so sure whether this kind of mindset is the key factor that affect the very little progress on social justice in this region. My big concern is more on the issue of rampant corruption, actually, which were committed by selfish political leaders. You know, everybody knows they have already enough financial resources, but never feel enough to exploit the state resources. Sadly, here in Indonesia, I can tell you, two former ministers of social affairs took some proportion of the cash social assistance provided as social protection to support for the poor people. You know, even the cash, the petty cash provided for the poor people is corrupted by the minister. Yeah, what kind of minister who has no feeling of empathy for the poor, very poor people? Thus, the politician corrupted not only the people's money, but took away the social rights of the people for their own greedy interest. I will say, actually, it might not be colonial mentality. The enemy of the state is no longer the colonials coming from abroad, and also the heritage of having colonial mentality, but our own leaders who were born here as fellow citizens and then act like foreign colonials. Sorry to say that.
Well, this is very interesting. Then I think this is also an invitation to reflect. If you are working in a public service, you have power, you have mandate, then please reflect. Don't think that you are a colonial master. You exploit the resources from the citizen, yeah? And this is, I think, like what you just said, is not only happening in Indonesia, also many in other Southeast Asian countries like Philippines and other. The issue of corruption, the issue of nepotism could be the biggest barrier for social justice.
Related with that, the terminology might be a patron-client relationship, which is more or less related with colonial mentality. So the political leaders usually patron for their followers, and they have to keep the mentality, the support, the loyalty of the followers. And what they have to do, of course, providing money or other projects or whatsoever and so on. So the political leaders very happy and enjoy support from the followers. And then, unfortunately, the followers has to depend on, you know, the rewards provided by the leaders. So maybe in some part I will agree, colonial mentality is still here in the mind of followers. And then they pay the loyalty in return of the money they got.
Let's move to the regional level. In your paper, you mentioned that ASEAN, the institution, has produced many declarations on social and environmental justice. But why do you think the gap between the two, as well as between the rhetoric and real impact, remains so wide across the region?
What has been missing in the definitions written in the declaration is correlation of social justice with environmental justice and sustainability. That's the first thing, what we found from the document of declarations. So the gap is between first, how the ASEAN as institution or members of ASEAN individually promote first social justice, and another side is promote environmental justice. We have separate documents on social justice and environmental justice. Yes, the definition of social justice in most ASEAN countries, in our perspective, based on our readings on the declaration, do not explicitly recognize the intersection of social justice and environmental justice. And that's part of the reason that we need to highlight. If we would like to promote environmental justice, then you have to include it in commitment on promoting social justice. The gap is still very wide, definitely. Our paper suggests the data. Wide in terms of new and old members, excluding Vietnam. I think Vietnam performed much better in terms of economic development, including closing the gap between the poor and the rich people within the country, closing the gap between Vietnam and old members, including Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Brunei, and of course, the Philippines. But unfortunately, the three countries, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, still lag behind. It represents some weaknesses of ASEAN, which is state-centric, very much state-centric. The declaration was announced at the summit when all 10 leaders came together and then signed, and then the document was declared. But then, after that, it would be responsibility of every member of ASEAN to do their job, to promote social justice in their home and in their own countries, unfortunately. It's like ASEAN has no responsibility institutionally to come and work in Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar. Yes. So what we are suggesting actually to close the gap of the development between old and new members is how to have more kind of supranational institution which can act as representative of ASEAN in these three countries. Something like that. They should have authority, and of course, they need to have resources to do a concrete job. So that's our concern about the gap between new and old members. If we talk about the gap within a member of ASEAN, let be responsibility of every single member. It's okay. Suppose in Indonesia, there is a gap between eastern and western part of Indonesia. Of course, Indonesia has competence to address that issue. Similarly, Malaysia, Thailand, Brunei, and Philippines, they may have it. What ASEAN can do is knowledge sharing, how they work domestically to promote social justice in different parts of their countries. But when we come to address the issue of social justice in these three countries, then ASEAN really need to establish kind of a commission or special commission on social justice. Of course, you might skeptical with this idea, but ASEAN's already established for quite a while, since 1967, and definitely we need innovative way to promote social justice across the regions, not only within a single country, gitu, but of course definitely across the region.
Thank you. This is very interesting. Also reminds me what the European Union is doing, right, with the different agency. Let us move to the next question, Mas Pur. You mentioned, your team mentioned that ASEAN Vision 2025, yeah, is already declared. And what about social justice again? Could you give some example on how this ASEAN Vision 2025 can be translated into action?
Of course, we first have to recognize there is something that leaders already try to promote, collaboration among universities. That's a good step. Student mobility should be facilitated from Indonesia, Thailand, Myanmar, and other countries. That's the good thing. Yeah. So this is very important to guarantee access, equal access to education. So that's something concrete, and I guess we need to continue with it. And then cooperation on helping small and medium enterprises. There is initiative already, but there need to be acceleration. So small and medium enterprises in Indonesia can have access to the market in Malaysia, in Thailand, in, of course, including in Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar, and the Philippines as well. There is a question about competitiveness, of course, gitu. Because micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia might produce a better and quality, good quality products compared to Myanmar or Laos or Cambodia. Gitu. But again, this is the role of ASEAN to close the gap of the competence to product something which can be marketable in different countries.
Mas Pur, can you share some key recommendations, some, in the paper that you wrote, where ASEAN needs to take more concrete actions, especially on social justice?
Yeah, actually propose 4 recommendations. I will mention some, but maybe you have to read in details to find the argumentation behind our recommendation. Of course, yes, understanding the real condition of social justice and environmental justice in the region, we think ASEAN need to establish a special commission on social justice, which is responsible to execute the commitments to promote social justice in every single country of the region, including monitoring, finding the data, and then sharing the information about the data, and then, of course, you know, inventing the new approach to address the issue of social justice. And then we also recommend the collaboration between development partners. ASEAN has maybe more than 10 dialogue partners who provide support, including financial support. And we found that dialogue partners tend to work in silos. They work in their own approach, without coordination with other dialogue partners. And even we found impression they are competing to each other on different sectors. And then that's not good idea, isn't it? If they can collaborate and then share the best practices and also the best practices in delivering the support for ASEAN, then support from the dialogue partner will be much more effective and efficient. And then another thing is also on civil society. ASEAN enjoys very much support from international NGOs. But in my perspective, Mark Francis, international NGOs are very much fragmented by their ideological values, identification, something like that. So it's very hard also for them, even though they are working as advocate of social justice, for instance, but they may have different position because of, you know, of the value that they uphold in their home countries. So working together, collaboration, even though you have different ideological, you know, baggage, then I think still very important for the people here. Creating a regional hub of vibrant societies that consistently advocate social justice and environmental justice with high determination, I think will be very important. So create spaces, more spaces, use spaces for the civil society to work together. I think that something we think is very important. And then last, regarding the declaration on environmental rights, I think we have to appreciate highly, because when we brought this paper, we believe this kind of declaration is timely, and along with our arguments, the importance of social justice. Equal right to safe, clean, healthy, and solvent environment is something crucial for human being. Now, when declaration already, you know, announced and then published globally, it's time for action. Implementation is always the key.
Earlier in our conversation, we mentioned about this colonial mentality or a patron client in your wording. I'd like to ask a follow-up question. Civil society has been playing a key role in pushing for accountability, right? Because we had a talk that corruption, all this patron-client mode is the one of the biggest barrier in accessing social justice in the region. But also, you see, your recommendation is that we need more spaces for civil society. But as you might know, the democratic spaces in Southeast Asia is shrinking. A lot of democratic backsliding happening, yeah, in all the member countries. Then in your view, what does this mean for the communities fighting for their rights, especially to social justice, when the civic spaces is closing, is shrinking?
Of course, I agree with that, definitely. The political spaces, freedom of expressions is really shrinking here in Indonesia, but we also found the same cases in Malaysia and the Philippines, and in some respect also in Thailand, I believe. And yes, as an observer, political observer, I'm very skeptical, actually, very pessimistic. But as an academic, you cannot be overly pessimistic. Then there is no room for finding new approach, new idealism in front of your students. Of course, you have to encourage your students to find the solutions, even though very little prospect if the solution is implemented. But again, this is a really difficult situation in Indonesia and other ASEAN members, I can tell you honestly. And I think we have to struggle for maintaining social spaces. And that's the power or the strength point of civil society. Social spaces is still there, helping the people living under poverty, extreme poverty. Yeah. That's what I call it, social spaces. So civil society, let them work, you know, effectively in this kind of area. And then helping the small and medium enterprises still, these social spaces that shall not be shrinking, despite of shrinking of the political spaces, the sphere of context we can distinguish that issue. So when I'm talking about hub of vibrant societies in ASEAN at the regional level, means maintaining social spaces rather than political spaces.
Thank you, Mas Pur, Dr. Julius Purwadi. We've talked about your personal experience involving social justice work in Aceh. We went to definition. We went about the patron client, our colonial history, and also the gap between ASEAN creative vision and the concrete action on the field. We talk about ASEAN Vision 2025 and share some of your recommendation in the paper. And for our audience, I would really recommend you to download this paper written by Dr. Julius Purwadi, Hermawan, Maspur, Natswa, and Shana Afrina Teja. Then you will get more picture about the reflection on social justice in Southeast Asia. Maspur, thank you very much for today, speaking us to us and sharing your valuable insight with our audience. Thank you very much.
Kurkumkam. Thank you very much.
Yes, kurkumkam. Terima kasih. And our audience, stay tuned for the next episode of Bold Talks, Dialogues and Insight from Southeast Asia, where we continue exploring the ideas, people, and stories driving changes across Southeast Asia.